Welcome to Skynet. Ukraine emerges as hotbed of development for killer AI drones. By Lucas Nolan on July 2, 2024. In the ongoing conflict with Russia, Ukraine has emerged as a hotbed for autonomous drone technology, pushing the boundaries of weaponized AI and raising ethical concerns about the future of warfare. The New York Times reports that the fields surrounding Kyiv have become testing grounds for a new era of warfare, where autonomous drones track targets with eerie precision. Companies like Vyrie are at the forefront of this technological revolution, developing drones that can lock onto and pursue targets without human intervention. This advancement represents a significant leap in the weaponization of consumer technology, driven by the urgent need to outmaneuver Russian forces. Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, emphasizes the critical nature of this technology, stating, "We need maximum automation. These technologies are fundamental to our victory. The government is actively funding drone companies to scale up production rapidly, recognizing the potential edge these systems could provide against Russian forces." The development of autonomous weapons in Ukraine is not limited to a single company or approach. Firms like Saker have repurposed AI processes originally designed for fruit sorting to create deadly targeting systems. Victor, Saker's CEO, explains their technology: "It resists wind. It resists jamming. You just have to be precise with what you're going to hit." The company now produces thousands of circuit boards monthly, enabling drones to auto-lock onto targets and strike with devastating accuracy. What makes these developments particularly significant is their low cost and accessibility. Many of these weapons are built using readily available components and open source code, costing just thousands of dollars or less. This accessibility, however, raises concerns about potential misuse, with some U.S. officials worried about the technology being used for terrorist attacks. The ethical implications of autonomous weapons are not lost on the international community. Stuart Russell, an AI scientist from UC Berkeley, warns, "There will be weapons of mass destruction that are cheap, scalable and easily available in arms markets all over the world." Human rights groups and UN officials are pushing for limitations on autonomous weapons, fearing an uncontrollable global arms race. However, for Ukrainian forces on the front lines, such ethical concerns are secondary to the immediate need for survival and victory. Innovations are not limited to aerial drones. Companies like DevDroid are developing autonomous gun turrets that can track and engage targets from a distance. Yuri Klontsok, a 23-year-old reservist, sees these advancements as crucial. "I understood this was the only way. If not to win this war, then to at least hold our positions." The rapid development of these technologies has attracted international attention and investment. Eric Schmidt, former Google CEO and noted leftist, has set up a firm called D3 to invest in emerging battlefield technologies in Ukraine. This influx of capital and expertise is accelerating the pace of innovation, with Ukrainian companies moving faster than many of their overseas counterparts. While the current generation of autonomous weapons still requires human intervention for firing decisions, the technology is evolving quickly. Some systems, like those developed by Swarmer, already enable a single operator to control multiple drones simultaneously on bombing and reconnaissance missions. The company's founder, Serhiy Kupriyenko, envisions a future where drone pilots can operate 5 or 10 drones at the same time. Read more at the New York Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.